Okay, there we go.
Good.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this sounds. I'm sitting in a weird room 850 miles away from where I'm normally at.
That sounds fine to me.
Well, we shall see. And I think I'm going to start off by drinking some 40-proof Bacardi. Wait, 80-proof Bacardi. Whichever one's 40% alcohol.
That would be... You double the alcohol.
Oh. Okay. Now I know why everyone just mixes it with everything.
Oh, is it super delicious?
Right, if battery acid is delicious.
Sure. If you like battery acid.
Well, after finding out that I was an idiot and filmed like all three of the videos that I was going to start off with while I was out here, with auto white balance turned on, yeah, that's the easiest way to toss out three videos.
That sounds very enjoyable.
Well, two of the videos I can't do now.
Well, did I? So, speaking of camera ups.
Okay,
I mean,
what's up?
I mean ups. So, there was one time I couldn't figure out why my
ups. You might as well just say ups.
So, there was one time I was trying to take some photos of with my camera and I couldn't figure out why they wouldn't take. Like, I'd click the shutter and nothing would happen. And I
still have the lens cap on.
No. And it will take a photo if lens cap is on anyways. Like, the shutter wouldn't release.
Oh,
and
okay.
I spent like 10 minutes going through all the settings trying to figure out what the heck was going on.
Okay, what did you do?
It was a stupid timer. It was taking a 10-second photo. So eventually, when I keep hitting the shutter button, like, it would line up to 10 seconds and it would click.
Oh, that is amazingly horrible.
Yeah. Like, it got to the point where I was like, well, hell with this, I'll use my old camera. Just so I could take the damn photo.
You know, I did the same last night. I was going to do one of those star photos. One of those, like, really cool time lapse. I'm in the desert, might as well get some pictures type things.
Yep.
And I went into the settings. I set up the time lapse, 200 pictures, a minute apart, with 60 seconds of picture per picture. Yeah, I forgot to flip the dial on the Panasonic from single photo to time lapse.
Oops. So you got one photo?
Yeah, I took a picture. I came back inside. I watched a whole bunch of Geek and Sundry's tabletop, went back outside, and there was one picture.
Yep.
And then to top it off, when I tried to redo it, Carmen knocked into the tripod, so it ruined that take. And I was like, nope, it's too late at night. Orion's already moved way too far over in the sky. We're not going to mess with it.
I've never tried to take an evening time lapse, but I think there'd be too much light pollution here to do it. Although we do have a local observatory thingy.
I was about to say, you've got enough places where I think you could hike safely at night and get it done.
I could just go up to my parents and do it, but that means going up to my parents and standing out in a field in the cold.
Yeah, I was about to say, the visiting parents
in the summer part, I can, but not now.
Yeah, it was an interesting drive out here. The first 2 hours of it were in a torrential downpour.
Stick a box over the camera?
Wait, what?
You can just stick a box over the camera and then you can take your photos, but the camera won't get wet.
Well, no, I mean, I couldn't get any pictures of the drive because it was pouring rain.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, my windshield was too splotchy.
They make windshield wipers for that.
You've never been in an Oklahoma rainstorm, have you?
I've never been in Oklahoma.
Okay. So, imagine someone is dumping an Olympic-sized swimming pool on you every 5 seconds.
Yeah. I've been in rainstorms like that.
Windshield wipers don't keep up with that.
You just gotta go slower.
Okies don't do that. They still drive 75 in that kind of weather.
Oh, so like Californians.
No, Californians will at least try to not die in the rain. Okies don't care. They try to see how far they can hydroplane.
Yeah, but Californians don't have tires at that point.
This is true. This is very, very true.
Because it never rains there, so they don't need to buy new tires. So they can run around on bald tires for extra years.
Well, there is always that. I will say it was at least, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what part of me thinks it's a wise idea to do a 14-hour drive in one day. I'm still feeling the effects from it.
I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I was doing the math and the elevation changes from Oklahoma to here are enough to cover going up Everest and halfway back down.
Whenever we do a long drive like that, like I can't do it anymore. When Ash and I first got together, I did most of the driving because I had a stick and she wasn't super comfortable with driving stick. So one time right. We went from our house to Maine, to Bar Harbor, Maine, which I think it was around 14 hours with stops and everything. And we got there and we were renting a cabin. So we had like our own private little cabin to stay in. And so we went to the local grocery store and I was like, so what do you want for dinner for the next week? My exact reply was, I don't care. Just get food so I can go home.
It was nice. I came in, unpacked, and my mom was pulling the jalapeno poppers out of the oven. So my dinner was very delicious. It helped that I was on time getting here. But yeah, like half an hour to my east is still a ton of snow.
Our snow is all melting.
And it's about 4,000 feet higher than I'm currently at. Like this whole area, I think, yeah, you saw one of the pictures I posted from when I was doing a shakedown flight with the drone.
Where'd you
post
it?
It was on Slack. Wait, was it on Slack or was it on Instagram? I think it was both.
Well, if it was on Instagram, I have not seen it because I deleted my Instagram account.
Oh, okay. Well, I think I posted it on Slack too. But yeah, we're at like 5,000 feet elevation here. And to the east, they're sitting at about 9,000 feet elevation. And so there's still snow from the snowstorm that hit about 2.5 weeks ago.
Mm.
And I had to drive through that at the very tail end of my drive here.
That's normal. I drive through snow all the time.
I'm just not used to it this late in the season, I guess.
It's March.
Exactly.
We get snow in June sometimes.
Yeah, but you're in New York. New York is weird.
No, it isn't.
Okay. Name 5 reasons why New York is normal.
I can't do this under pressure.
You don't get a choice. You've got to do this one under pressure. And I'm leaving that gap in. I am leaving that gap in as evidence that you can't come up with 5 good things about New York.
The Adirondacks. Is a great thing about New York.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Everything above the Pennsylvania straight line is great. Well, not everything, but most of it.
Are you talking nature, people, or both?
Nature.
Okay, so we're going to have to roll the Adirondacks into nature. So you've still only got one.
We have real beer.
Okay, I'll give you another one for that.
Because isn't Oklahoma limited to like 4% alcohol?
No, you can get some pretty good High Point IPAs in Oklahoma.
Then what the heck is Oklahoma's beer issue?
Up until this year, you could only get 3-point water in stores. Well, yeah, in non-dedicated liquor stores. So if you wanted cold beer, it had to be 3-point water.
That's not beer, that's water.
Exactly. Now you can actually get real IPA beer that's cold before you go home.
All right, so I guess that isn't quite an advantage anymore. Do you have any distilleries out there?
Yeah, we've got quite a few. We've even got a metric on the vineyards.
Nobody cares about that.
Hey. I enjoy my grapes fermented. Thank you very much.
We don't have tumbleweeds.
Okay, that's 2. Since beer didn't count, we'll go ahead and give you that.
We have 4 seasons. And I don't mean the hotel.
Okay, so that brings you up to 3. We don't have Manhattan, so that brings you back down to 2.
But we have the Empire State Building, so that brings us back up.
Well, okay, so you're back at 3.
We have Cornell Barbecue.
You know, okay, that is one area where Oklahoma is deficient. Like, New Mexico has Paldrell's Barbecue, Texas, well, just Texas Barbecue. Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, they've all got great barbecue. What the f*** is Oklahoma's problem?
I don't know. Well, I'm starting to list all the issues.
Well, okay, you've got one more left. Can you come up with one more good thing?
We know how to drive in the snow for the most part.
You had to qualify that with for the most part, so I'm only going to give you 0.5 there.
Yeah, because at the beginning, like the first snowfall, the majority of the people that, even though it has only been like 6 months since the last snowfall,
they're the assholes that have completely forgotten what snow is.
Yeah.
Those are always the fun ones. What's this powder on the road? Why am I hitting everybody? Why is my traction not working?
Or in the middle of winter, it'll be a really nice day out and all the roads are completely bare and dry and we're going to do 5 miles an hour.
Well, hey, there could be that one patch of black ice, even though it's like 58 degrees outside.
Yeah. So I need to come up with another 0.5.
I think you should. I think you really should.
We're in the half of Niagara Falls.
That doesn't count.
Damn it.
I should almost be spiteful and roll you back half a point for that.
I'm here.
Okay, so now you're at 4.501.
Housing in central New York isn't super expensive, like New York City.
Okay, before I score that one, brand new construction within the last 5 years, 2,700 square feet. How much is that going to cost?
Probably 150 to 180.
Do you? I need a job up there.
I mean,
that's like a $270,000 to $300,000 house where I'm living.
I mean, you can get a nicely restored Victorian for like 160, and that's going to be at least 2,000 square feet.
Yeah, but then I know that there's people that have lived in there before, and it's kind of weird. Yes, I know I'm completely hypocritical because I live in an apartment, but still.
Yeah, how many other people have in that toilet?
Only one other person, and actually not that toilet, because when they were moving out, they broke the toilet. So I'm the first person on that toilet.
So this one is a little overpriced, and it's probably not going to... Actually, it's... Where's the map? Go back to the map. $320,000, which is not going to sell at that price. So 2.3 acres, 3,400 square feet, built in 2006.
Okay, yeah, that'd be a $750,000 house here. Well, Oklahoma. Here, that would probably be about 1.5.
Four beds, three baths, looks like a two-car garage.
Yeah, here that would be $1.5 million for 2006 with that much square foot and land.
Oh, if you want to spend that much, you can get a... Well, it's sold finally, but it was actually... I think it sold for like $8 million. It was a giant, like 5,000 square foot Victorian on... might have been close to 5 acres, but it also had on the same property 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 apartments. Like separate buildings.
Damn, like I'd turn that into a bed and breakfast.
So you could turn the house itself into a bed and breakfast and then keep the other separate apartments as steady income.
Hold up, did I just say breakfast?
I don't know.
Man, I think I may have.
Oh, I know whose house this is.
Okay. You live in a small town. That shouldn't be too hard.
Well, right. Like, I knew the road was like, that's not... Because where it showed it on the map, like, that's not right. And then it finally dawned on me, like, oh, I know this house. I've been in it before.
That's a little bit funny and a little bit creepy all at the same time.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels like that'd be something that would be creepy with you.
Why would it be creepy with me?
Because you're you. Why wouldn't it be creepy with you?
Because I didn't do anything wrong?
Do I have to have reasons for everything I say, Phil?
For the most part, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Can you tell I'm feeling punchy today?
No, not at all.
Was that sarcasm?
No, not at all. Or there's another house that was just renovated, like completely gutted and renovated. Built in 1874. It's on 4.5 acres. It's 3,100 square feet, 5 bed, 3 baths, $395,000.
So question on those old Victorian houses, how much of it... I mean, they kind of strike me as a ship of Theseus. So how as much what? Of the... As a ship of Theseus. You know what that is, right?
No.
Okay. So a bunch of Greeks go around the world in a ship. While sailing, they have to replace the sails, some of the planks, some of the outer hull. By the time they get back, they've essentially replaced every piece of the boat. Is it the same ship?
Same boat.
Exactly.
This is my oldest hammer. I've had it for 7 years and I broke the handle 3 times and the head 4.
Right. So on a Victorian house, when does it cease to be the original house?
When the exterior walls come down and the fancy trim details are no longer there.
But what if they've rebuilt those over the years?
If they keep the original character, then it's still the same house.
Even though it's all new wood.
Mm-hmm. Like when we did our remodel upstairs, like our big goal was to keep it or bring it back to the original, like Victorian era in style, which is why we did the subway tiles and the hex tiles in the bathroom and why we did big moldings and all that stuff and try to keep it like original, like not original, but like era specific paint colors.
But did you use paint with lead in it?
No, because that's not sold anymore because it's toxic.
You could always melt down lead and put it in your paint.
I also didn't put asbestos up either.
Then it's not original.
I know it's not original. We wanted to bring back the original character, though.
You can't bring back the original character without bringing back the original cancer.
Yeah, I can. I just did. And besides, if this house was original, you wouldn't want to live in it because the wind would go through it like a potato chip.
Have you ever measured the wind speed velocity through a potato chip on a windy day?
Yeah, the potato chip disappears.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
It was a high school science experiment.
Oh, okay.
You didn't have those? Okay, strike that up for another thing that's better for New York.
No, we tossed things off the gym roof and saw if we can make them survive.
Oh, we did that too.
We also played with hydrochloric acid.
Did you have the science experiment where you make the poop?
Wait, what?
The beaker thing where I don't remember what the chemical reaction is, but it makes like this poop grow out of the beaker.
I don't know how to respond to that because we definitely didn't describe that as poop.
It definitely looks like poop, though.
I think I'm going to have another shot of this Bacardi.
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely broke me, Phil. I don't know. No, just no. Although, to be fair, we did take owl droppings and reconstruct their evening meals, if that counts for anything.
You mean dissect the owl pellet? Yeah, we did that.
Yeah. We turned it into a competition. Like, however complete your skeleton was how many points of extra credit you got for the year.
Mm.
Yeah. So you start off with 100 points of extra credit. And you go down for 1 point for every bone that you're missing. It actually got pretty violent. People were throwing clogs of poop all over the classroom. I had a weird high school experience.
Found it. Holy crap, that is a video.
You're describing the video of a poop experiment as a video.
Yes, I am.